This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said personnel changes were being carried out at a senior and lower level, a move that follows the most high-profile graft allegation since Russia's invasion nearly a year ago. Ukraine has a long history of corruption and shaky governance. Several Ukrainian media outlets have reported cabinet ministers and senior officials could be sacked imminently. The European Union's top diplomat said on Monday Germany is not blocking the re-export of Leopard tanks to Ukraine after Poland vowed to send some if other countries did so too.
La única novedad que surge de estas discusiones.
European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said, quote, from what I understand, Germany is not going to ban the export of these weapons if any EU country that has them wishes to do so. The Kyiv government wants the German-made Leopard 2, one of the most widely used Western tanks, to help it break through Russian lines and recapture territory this year. Borrell spoke after EU foreign ministers met in Brussels and approved 500 million euros of new military aid to Ukraine.
We will continue our support to Ukraine. Ukraine has to win this war, and we will support on the best possible way.
He said the foreign ministers approved the 500 million euro package along with a further 45 million for quote-unquote non-lethal equipment for the EU's military training mission for Ukraine. The European Union on Monday imposed sanctions on more than 30 Iranian officials and organizations, blaming them for a brutal crackdown on protesters and